What's going on, everybody? You listen to Seggy Station. It's the man that has a nickname, what was I to say, with no shame. Wednesday, November 3rd, 2021. Wild sports day. A lot of breaking news. Hope all's well out there, everyone. Got a ton to get to in the world of sports today. You listen to Seggy Station. Appreciate all love and support for it, as always. Got a special guest, first-timer. Diesel Dom, I like to call him. One of my boys. Good friend from back at work. Looking forward to catching up with my man Dom, particularly in the sports world as well. Plenty to touch on in it. Rich, tried to hit him up to see if he can make it through. I know Dom wanted to talk some NBA with him. We'll see if we can get a little bit of a party today here on the Seggy Station. Tried to get a party on the Seggy Station Monday with Chu coming through with Rich. Haven't heard much from Chu. He's been watching, obviously, the World Series, which now has concluded. Shout out to the Atlanta Braves winning the first World Championship since 1995. I think it's their second since moving to Atlanta in 1966. 16 playoff appearances since their last title in 95. Longest streak ever in the MLB. Shout out to Smyka. Shout out to the Atlanta Braves taking out the Houston Astros 4-2 in what was a wild World Series. Really good to see Freddie Freeman get a ring. Jorge Soler named MVP. A lot of good storylines coming out of the World Series. I'm sure I'll touch on more of those when Chu comes back around. Obviously, plenty to get to in that regard in the MLB with the CBA being up on December 1st and a potential lockout. The college football playoff came out with some rankings that I got some smoke to get into with that. A lot of smoke out there on OBJ, who is potentially getting cut by the Cleveland Browns, maybe by the end of the day, which is wild after the trade deadline went by. I was certainly wrong about the trade deadline in the NFL. Not a lot of movement. A few trades here and there. Adrian Peterson trying to fill the shoes of Derrick Henry. We'll see if there's any shoes filled for Jameis Winston for the New Orleans Saints. We'll see where OBJ ends up if he gets signed. Deshaun Watson. Aaron Rodgers out this week due to COVID, who's apparently unvaccinated. Which is wild, because I guess he had a press conference basically talking about how he was vaccinated. So, some same old from Aaron Rodgers. Shaking up, obviously, this week's game versus the Kansas City Chiefs, coming off a Monday Night Football victory against my New York Football Giants. Haven't been back since then, and man, that was tragic as hell. It's been pretty tough for me with the sports recently, but I've been following them, betting on them, loving them just like always. Really appreciate all love and support for the podcast. You can follow along on my Instagram or Twitter page at Seggy Station. Always got a live version of the podcast up on my Twitch stream powered by StreamYard. It's underscore Seggy underscore G. And still got the podcast out on a few platforms. Podbean, Spotify. Hopefully you get your podcast there. But right now it's time for Straight Talk. Brought to you by Seggy Straight Talk Microphone. It's always direct. Time to reflect. Should be a good show. You.
What's going on, Seg?
What's good, Dom?
Dude, first things first, I mean, what's good with Henry Ruggs? Is that guy smoked or what?
Appreciate you coming through on the podcast. Means a lot that you're coming through at such a wild time in the sports world. Glad you brought up Henry Ruggs. Yeah, wild. Had him on one of my fantasy teams. One of these things I've been following now, or... One of these things I've been seeing now since I've been following sports is situations like this, tragic situations like this, athletes out partying, drinking, whatever, doing whatever they want to do, which is totally fine. Like, I don't have a problem with any athlete, any person, any individual wanting to go out and party or go hard or do whatever they want to do. But I obviously would, and most people don't, but I certainly do have a problem with these dudes, athletes, anybody in particular, honestly, trying to think that driving after that fact is a good idea. I think there's a fine line and a difference between going out and wrecking your car and killing someone and going out and having a few drinks and driving home. Like my brother was saying, like this dude Ruggs, Henry Ruggs out here probably having three bottles of Henny and then trying to drive his Lambo home, crushing somebody in a Ford Focus with a dog that I think was in the car as well.
Yeah, dog got killed too.
Yeah, killed a lady, killed the dog. Dude's released by the Raiders, coming off of the John Gruden situation with the Raiders. Just a tragic off-the-field situation for the Raiders this entire season. And them being at 5-2 is kind of wild. I don't know how they're going to be going forward, but I mean, I counted them out when they lost Gruden. I don't know how they're going to be without Henry Ruggs, because I mean, he's a second-year player, number 12 overall in the 2020 draft. More just a sad story for the fact that the guy is probably now going to be booked in jail, spend some time in jail, never play in the NFL again. And you kind of look in these situations where it's crazy how much things can change so quickly, bro. Like, anybody's life, anybody's thing. And I don't know.
I think he'll be fine, to be honest with you. Being like 22, no priors and anything. Like, yeah, everybody's like, oh, social media's like he's facing 20 years. But, like, that's just because that's the maximum sentence for what he did.
Yeah. Like, I don't think he's going to get 20 years. But, like, he's definitely going to serve some jail time. And then, like, coming out of jail, like, yeah, all right, he might be able to stay in shape to be able to play some football when he gets out. But, like, it's just like, 5-10 years ago, yeah, like, he probably gets signed. Like, I don't know, in today's day and age, like, a guy like Henry Ruggs, you know, I don't know if he gets a shot in another NFL team. You know, it's one of those things where, I don't know, it's just wild. You see these situations now, and dudes don't make it as much through these situations because I think of social media and everyone kind of having a platform and everything kind of being able to be talked about in a news cycle. And yeah, I don't know. It's more like you just have to wait and see. Yeah, you have to wait and see. I mean, even with like a guy like Deshaun Watson, like, you know, he made it through the trade deadline, stayed on the Texans. Like, I didn't think he was playing this year, regardless if he got traded or not, but he's still going to have to deal with some suspension from the NFL. Like, yeah, like, he's a great player. He'll probably get back onto the football field. But, like, you saw, like, even there, like, the Dolphins with their statement basically saying, like, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen to this guy. Like, I don't know. Like, if he's serving a year or two in jail, like, yeah, it's Deshaun Watson. But, like, dude, I don't know. What is he going to be? I know he's young, but, and I know Henry Ruggs are young, but, like, it's just wild, bro. It's, you can't slip up and fuck up like that. I mean, people can make mistakes and do shit like that, but in the sports world, like, you can't really get away with doing stuff like that anymore, realistically, in my opinion.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, dude. I mean,
yeah, he's such a young player, good talent.
You make a stupid decision, then it ruins your career.
Yeah, it's wild, dude. Here's another one for you that I saw break in today. I want to talk to you about OBJ, too, because he's, like, my favorite player, but I think he's going to be out of Cleveland. I think he's got a lot left, so he's going to go somewhere. I got to get your team so we can kind of go through it a little bit. But I saw Aaron Rodgers has COVID, not vaccinated, by the way, which is a little wild because
– stupid, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he had a presser saying he was vaccinated or something along those lines.
He said
probably on
the
Pat McAfee show or whatever he said. All right, like, there's dudes testing positive in all sports right now. It's if you're vaccinated, you have a better chance of getting back onto the field quicker. If you're not, it's obviously much harder to get back onto the field. So he's probably not, if definitely not, playing this week, which is a huge break for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're also the Green Bay Packers, number one on their NFL's power rankings heading into week 9. So you bought into the Packers. How you feel about Aaron Rodgers? I literally hate Aaron Rodgers. I've always kind of been
a fan. I mean, I think he's a great player, but you got to look at, like, who's on his team. I mean, he's throwing to the best receiver in the game. He's got a very good running back with Aaron Jones.
Yeah, who was just out with COVID, by the way, and then they still won the game. But, like, you're not winning a game with Aaron Rodgers out. Like, all right, everyone's like, oh, we're going to get to see Jordan Love. Like, dude, this is my whole thing with, like, and I think the Packers and Aaron Rodgers handled the whole, like, drafting of Jordan Love, like, so sensitive. This is why I, like, don't mess with Aaron Rodgers, because, like, he's just very selfish, not sensitive, not a team player. Like, a lot of this stuff that I see in sport that I really just don't like, and he's out here making all these arrogant comments and then doing things like this, which I think is just bad example. Like, now testing positive for COVID, not being vaccinated. Like, I don't know. It's just a bad example. If you're an athlete and you're doing that stuff nowadays, like, even for a guy like Kyrie Irving, who I respect his, you know, choices, like, I'm sitting back, I'm like, bro, I think more people would want to be able to see you on the court and want to be able to hear you talk after games about these things rather than you sticking up for people that are getting the laws, losing their jobs because they're not getting vaccinated, which is just happening everywhere, by the way. It's not just sports.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw fucking Ice Cube or some movie or something. He didn't get vaccinated. He's out on the movie. I saw, you know, it's all over the joint, bro. It's hospitals, all kinds of shit. Military. I mean, it's just, I don't agree with all the mandates and stuff, but I do think that it's gotten to a point now where it's like, it might as well just be mandated, because it doesn't seem fair that it's mandated in some spots, not mandated in others. You can be unvaccinated and come into Madison Square Garden as a visitor, but if you're on the Nets squad and a local person unvaccinated, you can't play in Madison Square Garden. To me, that's as backwards. To me, I see all this shit going on with COVID that's been going on for so long, by the way. That's just kind of like wild at this point. All these things going on in sports, everything kind of going on in life. And then just like randomly, Aaron Rodgers got COVID. Like, it's like just like kind of weird, because like it's been going on for so long. It's like, I was like over my aunt's the other night saying happy birthday to my cousin, and everyone that's getting a cold right now, it's like, oh, I got COVID. Like, dude, it's fucking, you're going into fall. It's like allergy season. It's like, everything's just so out of whack, bro. That's why I just went and got the vaccine. And now I'm just like, whatever, bro. If I get sick, yeah, I might have COVID. But like, at least I got the vaccine. I don't have to worry about it, right?
You did end up getting it?
Oh, yeah. I'd gotten that shit a while back. But I was on the unvaccinated route. But I guess part of the reason why I went and got it is some of this stuff I started seeing in sport. Not only mainly, more people unvaccinated getting COVID, people that aren't vaccinated getting COVID more likely and more severely, whatever. Like, people like us, like, might not be, like, more severely impacted, but, like, it's still a thing. It was more of, like, I kept seeing how in sport, if you're vaccinated, you don't have it. You don't have to get daily tested. You can go do whatever the hell you want. You can go see your friends and do shit. But if you're unvaccinated, you got to get daily tested. You can't do anything with your family. You can't travel with the team in the hotel. It's like, what, bro? I just didn't want to be the guy that was unvaccinated. If I go and hang out with you and it's like, we go into a place and they're like, oh, where's your vaccine card? I'm like, oh, I don't have one. They're like, sorry, you can't come in. So you get to go in and I have to chill outside, or we have to go somewhere else. Like, nah, I didn't want to be that guy. So that's basically, I think, at the end of the day, the reason why I got it, because it was getting to that point. Also going to a job indoors, which, by the way, you got to come check out this indoor spot. It's pretty sweet. The indoor golf is sweet. But, yeah, man, even just seeing Rodgers today, just seeing these random – I saw Chris Middleton has COVID, third NBA player to have COVID. Like, Bucks kind of starting off a little slow. Giannis still looking good, but Drew Holiday's been out with an injury. Like, now Chris Middleton has COVID. Like apparently he was unvaccinated. I don't know if that's – like, that's the thing. It's like, you don't even know, and then it just comes out. It's like, everyone's like, oh, well, it's a privacy thing. No, it's not. It's basically a public thing. If you can go somewhere and they can ask you for your vaccination card, that's not private. And it's also like, I don't know, bro. I was listening to The Fan with my dad on the way to the dump. People are like, they're not judging you because you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. That's a damn lie, because we've seen it with NFL coaches, Urban Meyer on the record. We've seen it with job requests. When I was going for a job, people, like, it's just like, that's a thing, bro. They're 100%. I don't know. It's just all whack at this point. I don't know when we're going to get out of here.
What do you think about OBJ? Where do you think he's going to go?
This OBJ shit is wild. Couple wild stats for OBJ. He's currently 127th in receptions. 97th in yards, which is actually behind DeSean Jackson, who just got released, by the way, as well. DeSean Jackson will probably go somewhere and impact the team. I think somebody, like, as much as I hate him, the New England Patriots need a long threat here, and OBJ and DeSean Jackson would not be a bad bid. I know DeSean Jackson is a little bit hampered with injuries usually, and so is OBJ at this point. Let's just be quite frank. But
close to a fossil. That guy is so old. He's been in the league for so many years.
Yeah, I think DeSean Jackson can help a team if he's running, just deep routes and that's it. But I think OBJ can contribute way more. I was watching that OB Senior video, and that shit was hilarious, by the way, that 11-minute video that basically probably has him now cut from the Browns. He didn't get traded. I don't know why, but basically no one wants to trade for him. contract, no guaranteed money, things with the Browns, AFC contenders, whatever. All right, you're going to cut him now? Because apparently he was told to leave practice today. They're giving him the whole fucking runaround. You didn't see any of this shit? He's getting cut.
I saw he got asked to, like, go home from practice for a personal reason. But, like, dude, the whole thing with OBJ is I feel like he's never happy anywhere he goes no matter what. I think his attitude kind of sucks. I think he thinks that he's the best player on any team he's going to be, which isn't how you play football. Football is a team sport, no matter what you do. It's not a one-person thing. Yeah, I'm not ragging on your favorite player. I just think his attitude sucks.
Yeah, it does in a way, but I guess he's cleaned it up on the Browns a lot more than I would have expected, to be honest. And when he was on the New York Football Giants, as much as people are going to question his attitude and him kicking the net, I didn't give a fuck because he was putting off numbers, putting up yards, receptions, touchdowns, highlights, winning us games. So when we weren't really good. So to me, it didn't matter how his attitude was until towards the end, obviously, when he was upset because we were losing. And I'd be the same damn way. We've been losing ever since we lost him. We can bring him back at this point because we need something to fucking win. At this point, I think OBJ can be a spark to help your team win. I think OBJ can be a contributor to a team that's trying to vibe for a playoff spot, a playoff contender, a Super Bowl contender. You go throw OBJ on the Packers right now we're talking about Aaron Rodgers and all his smoke. Like, damn, I think he could do some work there as much as he always wants to just throw to Devontae Adams only. It'd be nice to have another guy you could trust, and I think OBJ is a guy you could trust. It's a Baker Mayfield problem, in my opinion. And I think what OBJ and OB Senior just did was lose Baker Mayfield a lot of money, even though he has lost more money this year than he can only imagine. But yeah, not looking good for Baker Mayfield, honestly.
No,
because I think he's garbage. I think he's garbage.
But I don't know though. Like, talking about DeSean Jackson being old, he could still be a threat. What do you think about Adrian Peterson, dude, coming to the Titans?
I'm glad you brought that up too.
Like, that guy is ancient.
Yeah, that's not gonna work. I had I like Adrian Peterson. He could probably still run, but let me just be clear here. No matter who you try and fill for Derrick Henry's shoes, it don't matter. Don't matter who you're trying to fill, because this dude was on pace to pass O.J. Simpson, Jim Brown in a 3-year span, or got into a category in that regard of being, I think he averaged 115 yards a season over the last 3 seasons, which has only been done by Jim Brown and O.J. Simpson. He was on pace to break Eric Dickerson's record. He was rushing back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons, rushing title. I mean, all the stats. So you're not going to be able to replace him regardless of who it is. Do I think Adrian Peterson can help the Titans? In a way, yes, because here's why I think Adrian Peterson will be interesting. Because Adrian Peterson, when he was in his prime, which, yeah, he's pretty ancient. You're going to go and say he's pretty ancient. But, bro, we've seen some old dudes doing some work in this league, including a guy, Tom Brady. As much as I hate him, as much as he sucked up last week, and I love seeing it. Guys are playing deeper in this league. I know the running back position is different, but Adrian Peterson is different. This is a dude that came back like eight months off an ACL. I think, I'm not saying Adrian Peterson is going to be putting up numbers like Derrick Henry, but I think Adrian Peterson will be enough to keep the Titans as a running away with the AFC South, potentially trying to get Derrick Henry back for the playoffs. I've been seeing, hoping you can just keep it afloat. You got a 4-game division lead probably now. I think it's at least 3 after beating the Colts, sweeping them on the season. Carson Wentz throwing the season away. I talked about that before the season. Dude's fucking chips. You want to talk about a dude being chips? You got the Jets taking on the Colts on Thursday Night Football. I got the Jets in the upset, baby. I got the Jets in the upset. On. Yeah, I'll take it on a short week. I swear to God, last time I bet on the Jets, it didn't work out well. I'm taking them this week. I believe in Mike White. I think they're going to have a problem when Zach Wilson's back ready to return. And you're going to be like trying to figure out, like, damn, did we just draft a dude number 2 overall and have a guy that was better than him on our team already? That's just tough being a Jets fan. But yeah, no, for real. I think Adrian Peterson, I don't know. How do you feel about Adrian Peterson? I think he'll just make it good enough where they'll still be able to do play action. Julio Jones, AJ Brown's been ripping, by the way. You've been trying to trade me him for a minute. Like, that's not good because he's been going off. Like I told you,
the trade, dude.
Nah, I'm good. I'll be good. Even though my team shattered up.
Firing, dude. I love that. I love to see that out of him because he had such a slow start to the season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they'll be all right. Honestly, they don't need, like, even though, like, Derrick Henry is the main fucking role in their offense, they don't need him right now. A.J. Brown's producing. If Julio can not be made of glass and play a game, like, they should be straight, bro. Tannehill can throw the ball. No matter what. Like,
he's still a good quarterback. Well, here's the thing about Tannehill that I will say. And here's another thing about Derrick Henry I want to throw in. He had 937 rushing yards this season. He had, after contact, 728 rushing yards. Jonathan Taylor has 649 rushing yards on the season. That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I think he was in the conversation, too, if he was, you know, obviously didn't get hurt for MVP of this league right now, too. If the Titans were to keep shredding it up, which we wouldn't have seen since the last time, coincidentally, Adrian Peterson won it. So, the thing about Tannehill is I think he's only Ryan Tannehill that, like, you're talking about because of Derrick Henry. Like, let's see if you can do it with just Adrian Peterson in the backfield, Jeremy McNichols, and a couple other bums. And you got Julio Jones, who's been hampered by a hamstring and has been out. Like, let's see if he can get back. You got A.J. Brown. You got a couple other young weapons that you like. So, all right, let's see if you can do that then, because I think you're going to have to rely on Ryan Tannehill a lot more if you're a Titans fan. And I don't know if I'm a believer in that, if I'm just an avid football fan. I think the Titans run away with this division, but that's only because the division blows in Carson Wentz's ass. It's not because I believe in Ryan Tannehill. And it's not because I think he's going to run away with the rest of the season and run them through the playoffs without Derrick Henry. I think they need Derrick Henry to compete in the playoffs and to win a championship, which I think they were definitely a contender in the AFC. Because you go look around the league right now, it's very top-heavy in the NFC, and then it's the Bills in the AFC. And then who else you got? You bet on the Chiefs, who can barely beat the Giants? Like, I don't know, dog. No. I think the Giants should have won that game. So I
took the Giants. I took the Giants on Monday on the spread too, plus 11.5.
That good hit. I took the money line, but obviously that was screwed. But I just want to say this. Yeah, I don't want to talk about the Giants much, but I think we will be the only team in NFL history that loses two games in a season on offsides on defense. Let's just be real.
Crazy, bro. I can't believe that.
So, yeah, when I put that shit into perspective, I just think of what it's like to be a Giants fan. But I'm just sick of all the talk of, oh, Joe Judge sucks, Daniel Jones sucks, get Dave Gettleman out of here. I'm not in on all that. I hate Jason Garrett. He's got to go. Patrick Graham is a great – defense is finally coming, raising up a little bit. Offense looks terrible. So, like, for me, it's Jason Garrett. For me, you got to get rid of Jason Garrett. Like, everyone's like, oh, we like Jason Garrett. Coddle him. Nah, this is stupid. Like, oh, we got to get rid of Joe Judge. Like, we're already going to give Daniel Jones a third head coach and a third offensive coordinator and fire Dave Gettleman, who actually made a lot of nice moves this offseason, but nobody can stay healthy. Like, oh, Sterling Shepard's active. Now he's out 2 seconds into being active. Like, yeah, oh, really. Word. Like, Saquon Barkley's finally back. Oh, dude, roasted his ankle out 4 games. Like, all right, bro. Like, whatever, dog. Like, I don't want to hear it. Our whole offensive line is out. We lost Blake Martinez. Jabril Peppers, who are literally arguably our two best defensive players, and we're still playing pretty damn good on defense. Whatever, dude. Like, I'm over it as a Giants fan at this point.
No, speaking of ankles, bro, Michael Thomas done for the season.
Yeah, good thing you should have. I should have traded you him for AJ Brown. You would have been real tight about that.
So tight, too.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm about to just drop him. Yeah, I'm about to drop him. Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up too. That's why I like bringing people on, because there's so many stories going on in sports, and I can't all cover them all in my own head unless I write them down. And then if I write them all down, it's literally too much. But yeah, good point. I don't know if I'm going to make it back into the playoffs in that league, to be honest. I'm fighting. But it's literally going to rely on Saquon Barkley. And at this point, I'm not even, like, as a Giants fan, like, okay, obviously I want to see Saquon back. But at this point, bro, I'm not, like, I've said this before. I hate when we, like, win meaningless games. Like,
yeah,
bro, we should be 4-4. We should have beat Washington and we should have beat the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm not saying we're going to win the division, but we could beat the Carolina Panthers out for the 7th seed if we had won that Monday Night Football game, even in my opinion. Now falling to 2-6, we could have been 3-5. We are right there, right behind Carolina, a team we own in the tiebreaker, by the way, because that's a team we beat this year. So when you got the Jets beating the Bengals, it's any given Sunday shit. Like, I know our schedule is hard, but we can rattle off some wins. You get Saquon back. Now at this point, I'm like, dog, let's get a higher draft pick. Because the Giants do this shit every year, bro. We're 0-5. Then we win four games in the middle of the year, finish 6-10, and it don't matter. Then we're 11-12 trading away our pick for Justin Fields and shit. It's like, bro, at this point, as a Giants fan, it's just this constant cycle that I saw. Like, get your hopes up, believe again, get let down. Like, it's the same shit. Ain't gonna be nothing unless you get a new offensive coordinator, unless you figure out a way to move off Daniel Jones. I don't think you should, but, like, if there's a way to, maybe that's the move. At this point, there's no one been healthy. So I can't judge Daniel Jones. I can't judge Joe Judge. Like, I'm looking at what Dave Gettleman has done, and I like a lot of his moves. James Bradbury, bringing in Kenny Galley. He hasn't been on the field. Jabril Peppers trade. OBJ, now that you bring it up. Like, I don't know, bro. I think that this dude makes good moves. It's like, dude, we never even had, like, our entire team on the field, and we end up being in games that we should win and losing by a field goal. Go look at the whole entire season last year. Then it's like, all right, yeah, maybe we're right there. But everyone's like, oh, we're trash because of our record. I don't think we're trash. I don't think we're the Lions. I don't think we're the Texans. I don't think we're the Jets, which got an unreal win, by the way. Like,
yeah, that was crazy.
I don't know. Yeah, it's wild because I say I'm going to take the Jets over the Colts on Thursday Night Football. I literally just say that because I hate Carson Wentz. Like, he's so chipped. Like, Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman Jr., really good defense. Like, how do you lose that game, by the way? Throwing a left-handed interception out of your own end zone where you could have just fell down and took a safety and still won the game. Like, how chips is this guy panicking out when he actually played a pretty decent game in what was a really big, huge game for the Colts? Like, yeah, I'm out on Carson Wentz, dog. Get another dude in there. Like,
I never liked him anyways. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about freaking the Saints? Are they going to stick with Simeon or whatever? Is that how you say it? Simeon?
Yeah, Trevor Simeon, who's 13-11, by the way, as a starter for the Broncos. Yeah, I think they could do stuff for him. I think you get Taysom Hill back, and he's the gadget guy that he is, hopefully, if you bring in another guy, hopefully, because you're going to need a backup. If right now you only have one.
I hate to see Taysom Hill playing quarterback. I just don't like him as a quarterback. I mean, yeah, he's got the dual threat, whatever, because he can run, but his arm doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not saying he should be your quarterback, but, like, if besides Trevor Simeon, that's the only other quarterback you have active on the roster right now, and Taysom Hill's been out with a concussion. They use Taysom Hill as that gadget guy running, doing all this wild stuff, which really isn't quarterback to me. So if they want to continue to do that, they're going to need a backup for Trevor Simeon. So there's talks of bringing in Phillip Rivers. There's talks of bringing all these guys off the shelves. I heard another one, and there's Cam Newton, all these guys you can bring in. You know, I think Cam should have already been on the Houston Texans for Davis Mills, and you're waiting for Tyrod Taylor to get back. Like, yeah, probably Cam doesn't want to be in the Texans. He's waiting for a right situation. Is the Saints the right one? Well, do the Saints want Cam? Apparently not. That's the report. You try to bring Phillip Rivers off. You're talking about bringing dudes off the couch. Like, Phillip Rivers, dog, I'd go try and get Andrew Luck before I try and get Phillip Rivers. Like, we're talking about bringing back old Colts quarterbacks. Nah, dog, like, Phillip Rivers ain't going to be it. I'd rather roll with Trevor Simeon. I think the Saints can still vibe to compete with the Bucks for that thing. Sure. Even if you go bring in a guy, like, I don't know, to back up Trevor Simeon. You know, there was talks of trying to trade for Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know. I think it's just bullshit. I think it could actually be rigged at this point. Everyone keeps telling me sports are rigged because I keep talking about them. I don't know. Rich tried to talk me off it. I don't know if he's going to come through or not. I hit him up. But, yeah, I don't think sports are rigged. But at this point, I'm starting to feel that way because it's just crazy all the shit that goes down at this point.
Yeah. No, it's nuts. I don't know. You've been watching a lot of basketball, though, taking a lot of basketball picks and stuff.
Yeah, I should have hit on a parlay last night, but the Pelicans, absolute worst beat in the world. They were up 20 in the second quarter. I had them 11.5 on the spread, lost by 12.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine? I saw that one. Can you imagine?
Same thing like the Celtics the other day, dude. They were up by, what, 18? And then the Bulls went on a 38-9
yeah,
run.
Yeah, which is, I had the Bulls in that, and I could have seen that happening. I don't see the Pelicans losing a 20-point lead. I know leads go way by in the NBA, and then losing by 12. Like, damn, bro, you're up 32 on the spread. You can't cover that. Like, I don't know. To me, that's kind of whack. Like, I know the Pelicans are kind of buns, and they're still waiting for Zion to get back, who can't even move his buns. But, yeah, at this point, that's what I like about sports bets, though, because I'm watching, like, SVP last night, like, the bad beats of October. It's just hilarious shit. It honestly is just so funny to me. So funny to me, the things that could happen. And you're talking about the college football bad beats. I'm going to get into a little college football with you because the rankings came out. But I did want to...
Dude, I can't stand college football. I'll never take another college football game ever in my life again.
Yeah, well, I'll get into my rant on college football in a second. But I did want to ask you before we switch out of the NFL, just real quick. Like, the Packers, they're on the top of the rankings. I wouldn't have the Packers as the best team to me, even now with Rodgers going down.
The only reason they're there is because they beat the Cardinals in, like, a bullshit game.
Yeah, but, like, even with the Cardinals, the Cardinals probably should have won the game. Yeah, you're right. But at the same time, like, even with the Cardinals win or loss, like, heading into that game, like, I didn't really have the Cardinals as the number one team in the league either. Like, they could have lost a game to Minnesota. They could have lost a couple games here and there. Yeah, I'm squeaking out victories here if you're the Cardinals. And you got to be happy because a win's a win. But I'm looking at the rest of the league. You see Von Miller now going to the Rams. I'm like, dog, that's not even fair. Like, with Matt Stafford, the way he's looking, who's really impressed me, by the way, like, the Rams are clearly the best team in the NFC to me. And I go look around. If I was ranking all the teams right now, like, I still think the Bills are going to be up there as a top two or three team in this league by the time we get to the playoffs. So I still have the Bills super high on my rankings because they're going to have three straight wins, in my opinion, by the way, too, coming off a victory, even though they look pretty scummy in the first half against the Dolphins. They blew them out in the second half. Their defense is elite, and their offense is obviously good with Josh Allen. Like, I think they're going to be up there as a top three team as well. So I still got them as a top three team. Rams number one. I guess I'd have the Packers too because of beating the Cardinals, but I got the Bills three. So I've had the Cardinals a little lower than everyone's really had them. They basically have them up as number one because of record. I think the Cardinals are a playoff team in what's a really stout division still, because the Niners are still winning games. Russell Wilson's got his pin out, and he's tweeting pin out or pins out with time to win or some shit. But I think Seattle can still be a vibe to knock off and get some wins. They still have to play the Cardinals. So I don't think it's – everyone's like, oh, who's going to get the bye? Like, I don't necessarily agree that the Cardinals are in that conversation. Somebody in that conversation who I would not have in that conversation at the end of the season is the Dallas Cowboys. And as a New York Giants fan, it kills me to have to say this, but the Dallas Cowboys are legit. And it fucking kills me. It kills me because I'm going to have to deal with this all season because they're going to look good. They're going to run through this regular season looking pretty good. If you're winning games with Cooper Rush, I get it. It's up against Kirk Cousins. Primetime Kirk can't do shit. But, like, Dallas Cowboys, if Dak's coming back and you got all this going on, the defense is looking like this, you're not losing too many games in the regular season. But come playoff time, if I were to rank the I see a lot of people have the Dallas Cowboys as their number one team right now in the NFL. Not even close for me, bro. Not even close for me.
Yeah.
I'd have the Bucs still ahead of them, who, by the way, beat them on opening night. So as much as I hate Tom Brady and the Bucs, I hate the Dallas Cowboys more. So a lot of people saying that the Dallas Cowboys are just going to be Super Bowl contenders. I don't want to hear that because they haven't won too many playoff games. I think they won one or two under Dak Prescott, maybe only one. Haven't been to the NFC Championship game since I was born, basically, at this point now. It's 25 years and I haven't won a Super Bowl since then either. So, yeah, everyone's looking to end a drought. I saw the Braves just end one after 25 years. Maybe we'll touch on the World Series. But
that was crazy, bro.
Just tell me right now, rank before we touch on the World Series, because I didn't want to touch on that, and NBA still too, but what rank your NFL teams for me right now if you had to rank them. We're literally about halfway through the NFL season. I know we're 17-game schedule, not 16, so technically not through half. We'll be after this week. Who's your best team right now?
My number one team has to be the Rams or the Bills. I think it's the Rams over the Bills right now. I mean, the Bills, they're nasty, dude. They're putting up crazy points. Their defense is playing good. The Rams, though, like, with that whole Stafford trade and Goff going to the Lions suck now. Goff doesn't look the same. Stafford comes in, takes over this team, and just absolutely destroys everybody. It's like the way they've been playing just isn't even fair to other teams, dude. They're no match. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I agree.
Definitely the Rams on top. I would go Bills next to them. And then, like I said, that head-to-head matchup with Green Bay and Arizona, like, that's the difference right there. It puts Green Bay in number three. But I think the Cardinals should have won that game, dude. You throw a pass to A.J. Green, he's not even fucking looking in the end zone to win the game, and it gets picked. Like, that's bullshit to me, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, if they faced off in the playoffs, Cardinals and Packers, who would you pick in that game?
In a playoff game? Is Aaron Rodgers playing? Because I would take Green Bay.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I think Aaron Rodgers gets hyped up way too much because his record in the playoffs ain't great. He's 1-5 in NFC Championship games. He's only got one Super Bowl, so everyone wants to say he's the fucking man. Here's the thing, bro. The man's got COVID right now. We saw Cam Newton after getting COVID coming back, not looking great. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers ain't going to be Aaron Rodgers, but this dude was in the MVP conversations again coming off MVP. Now he's got COVID. He's missing a game. Who knows what it's like? I mean, this dude Rodgers, this dude's like the wave, bro. He could be coming back from COVID all pissed off because Jordan Love was looking good and the Packers fans are happy or something. I don't know, bro. This dude Rodgers is sensitive as shit on the Pat McAfee show. I don't want to hear any of this shit. So,
yeah.
At this point, I'm just sold on Rodgers. I don't think the Packers are going to do nothing. He's going to want to leave this offseason anyways. He doesn't even want to be there, apparently. But now he's saying it's the best time of his life and all this shit. Dude, whatever, dude. This dude's warped as shit.
Yo, give me one sec. I just gotta grab something.
It's fine. Fuck Rodgers. Fuck Brady too. Brady got cooked up by the Saints, which I love to see. Yeah.
Rodgers though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not trusting Rodgers going forward. Not gonna do it. Be interesting to see how they go up against the Chiefs this week. You think the Packers can beat the Chiefs with Jordan Love? That'd be interesting. Pat Mahomes is garbage right now. Leading the league in interceptions. Just kills me, dude. Everyone talking shit about Daniel Jones. It's like, bro, left tackle's out, center out, or guard out. Terrible. Absolutely fucking terrible. Just like that Henry Ruggs.
Yeah, my fault. I can't believe people are still playing golf right now, dude.
Is it cold up there?
It's freezing. It's like 30 degrees right now.
Yeah, sitting next to a heater.
But yeah, I don't know.
Were you watching the World Series?
I honestly watched game one and I watched last night's game. That was it. Because I took the Braves in game one and game six. Won them both, so.
Yeah, no, the World Series was wild.
That's like a Cinderella story for them, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. But.
Yeah, literally wild. Definitely Cinderella story thing you like about sports, but it was actually just a wild World Series. I mean, the first batter, Jorge Soler, two balls and then hit a home run. That was the first time that's happened in the World Series. Had a grand slam. Had back-to-back home runs by the Braves, which was done by an 8-9 hitter, which had never been done by the Braves in the postseason. They get stupid hot to make it to the postseason. They were, like, below 500 at the trade deadline. Trade for all these guys. Lose Ronald Acuna Jr. I'm in here talking with Chu about it. Who's my baseball guy. Like, damn, what the fuck are good with the Braves for the rest of the season? You lose Ronald Acuna Jr. They go win the World Series. Freddie Freeman gets a ring. It's just pretty wild to see. I'm just happy that the Houston Astros didn't win. And I just saw a stat that the Houston Astros are 0-3 in World Series appearances. The only team in MLB history with 3-plus World Series appearances and 0 championships. Love to see it. Cheating bastards. Fucking.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm just so sold on the Houston Astros and not enough people talking about their cheating. But yeah, I thought the World Series was good. Way too long of games. Did bet a couple times on the games. Jock Peterson, young Jock as I like to call him. Back-to-back World Series titles because he was with the Dodgers last year. So got to give a shout-out to my guy Jock. And, just literally a wild. Charlie Morton gets knocked out. Dude's ankle gets stepped on last night. Like, still hums a Max Fried. Still hums an unreal game. Like, Astros been the hottest hitting team in the league. Can't hit. But here's my thing about baseball. Way too long of games. All these issues with the CBA. It's up on December 1st. There's going to be a lockout. So, like, when I go and I'm not the biggest baseball guy, but if I go and rank all the sports, like, like, baseball is, like, one of the last things I want to watch until it gets to the playoffs. Like, I ain't watching any regular season baseball at all. Like, I don't have a baseball team I'm supporting. If I did, it'd be the Red Sox. Talked about it here a little bit. But other than that, that was only because I was a Red Sox fan as a little kid. Like, been to Red Sox games. Like, saw some sports moments that I'll never forget at Fenway Park. But other than that, bro, like, baseball is just not the vibe for me. Too slow. Not enough catering to the sports audience, in my opinion. Bad situations when it's come to, you got people cheating, you know, just running it under the rug. So I don't know, that's just where I'm at with baseball. But I thought it was an interesting World Series, and shout out to the Atlanta Braves for sure.
Yeah, that was good for them, dude. 26 years they hadn't won a championship, and they bring it back. But
yeah, dude, that's older than you at this point. That's older than you at this point.
It is older than me. That is older than me. That's crazy.
Yeah, which is another thing I think is funny about, you know, that's why I like podding sometimes. You were giving me shit about talking about the veterans. I get into my little emotional rants sometimes. But isn't that crazy? A guy like you and me, friends, whatever, brothers, friends, whatever you want to call it. Dude like you, right? Can absolutely wallop my ass. Wallop my ass, right? Like, go check it out. Like, you're gonna destroy me. This is why I kind of fucked with you, because I like dudes that can wallop my ass, but, like, respect that I'm, like, kind of G, too. Like, I ain't going down without a fight. Like, yeah, you're definitely going to kick my ass, but, like, I'm still here. It's just this funny thing. It's like what I saw with Calvin Ridley. A lot of people coming at him, like, everyone that's so physically strong, and, like, it doesn't mean you're, like, mentally strong. And if you're not physically strong, maybe, hopefully you're mentally strong. Because, damn, bro, I've been through a hell of a lot of shit. I just try and keep my mentals right with all the shit I've been through. And at this point, like, it's just crazy. I see all these things go on. It's something I can really appreciate and, like, connect with a guy like you, where it's like, I've had friends that worked out. I can appreciate dudes that are into that. But I can also appreciate dudes that are, like, genuine and real. And, like, you've always kind of been like that ever since I met you. So I can always appreciate, you know, we got to work together. We've golfed together now. Like, now you're coming on the pod. So just always appreciate you hitting it up, bro. But that's just, like, one of the wild things to me, because you go and look at, a lot of people think I'm so young, bro. Like, it's just wild. Like, I'm just kind of in a tough spot right now because of that, trying to, like, figure out where I'm going next. Like, everyone think I'm, like, a high schooler and shit. It's like, bro, what the fuck, dog? I've been graduated for 12 years now coming up on, like.
Right.
It's just wild to me.
Dude, it's actually crazy. I just got the invite to my high school 5-year reunion, and I'm like, wow, yep, this is fucking insane.
Yeah, I don't even think, I think it'd be 10 years this upcoming year for me. Yeah, because I graduated in 2012. So but yeah, it is wild. Time just rips on by, even now, just like kind of lagging a little bit. Like, I've learned to appreciate shit, dude, because I like, right now I'm like working like barely. Like, I'm hopefully starting up a new job to, like, get some real hours. But right now, I'm just, like, I'm working, like, 1 or 2 days a week, bro. So I have, like, so much, like, free time. And I've just, like, I get some stuff done. But, like, even when I'm not, like, on a day like a Sunday when I'm, like, watching football all day, like, a Sunday goes by like that, bro. Like, whereas before, I used to wake up, be up at 4 in the morning, have to be at work at 6 in the morning. Like, to get to 1 o'clock seemed like 6 years. Now I fucking wake up, like, next thing I know, it's fucking 1 o'clock. I'm like, dope, Red Zone's on. Like, dude, the time, no, seriously, bro. Like, it's just crazy, bro. Time just zips on by, and it's like, at this point, I'm just trying to, like, be happy at this. Like, I'm just trying to be happy, even if it doesn't mean I'm not doing the best, like, financially. Even if I'm not just, you know, got whatever. Like, I've just learned to appreciate different things after all I've been through. Like, yesterday, getting yatted up and shit, which I've also learned to appreciate about you with all your tats. But yeah, shit's tough on me, dog. Like, I get like, I get like real red and shit. It's coming out fire though, dog. I'm like, my shit's looking nice. Give me like another like couple months. I got an appointment at the end of the month. Give me get my financials right. I'm trying to finish this out because like my barber told me, bro, I ain't trying to get, I saw this grandma, shout her out, by the way, 82, getting her first tattoo, but, like, I ain't trying to get my tattoos when I'm, like, 50, dog. Like, I'm trying to have them, like, or as long as I can, because I think I'm dying at 50 the way I'm living. So it's, like, for me, I'm here for a good time, not a long time, and, like, at this point, I'm, like, bro, I'm down to save some money, but, like, It's, I don't know. I've had a really different cycle of shift. As, like, my brother is trying to tell me, like, bro, you should go work for Fox Sports. Like, bro, you should go, like, I don't know, man. I've had so much shit happen to me in my life since, I don't know, 4 or 5 year span. Shit that you couldn't even imagine. I couldn't push it on anybody. And I've just learned to, like, all right, well, I guess this happens to other people. Like, everyone deals with their own shit. And, like, I just keep trying to fight on. Like, it doesn't make it any easier for me. But, yeah, it's, like, wild to me. Because I started up this podcast because, you know, I had a lot of passions and dreams of, like, doing this. Like, I wanted to do this as a career. Like, I applied to Coastal Carolina to be as a broadcast and sports management major. And I also applied to be in the golf program. Being in the golf program, you couldn't major in sports broadcast and sports management. So really, it came down to a decision. And I always talk about not regretting things, but I see all these posts all the time where, like, yeah, man, what happens if you could go back? Yeah, all right, dude, yeah, maybe I'd do things differently, but I didn't. Like, you can't fucking turn back the clock. Things don't change. You got one shot, one opportunity. That's the one thing I can appreciate, bro. Eminem style, dog. Slim
Shady.
Yeah.
Slim Shady.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I hear you, though.
So, like, for me, like, it's just wild because I've been in the golf business since I graduated. I went to school for golf. I just couldn't imagine not seeing myself in the golf business. But at this point, bro, I don't know how it's going to go for me much longer. Like, yeah, you tell me I might have a hookup. Like, yeah, there's people I know and I could probably get a golf job. But, like, I personally don't know if I want to do that. Like, I don't know if I want to do that. Maybe I just got warped out because of where I was at, and I hope that I still have the passion and the love that I used to have for it. But at the same time, dog, I do just, like, want to teach golf. Like, I ain't trying to, like, do bag drop and all that dumbass shit that I was doing with you. Like, I'm trying to teach golf. I'm trying to grow the game. Juniors, PGA Junior, like, all that shit, bro. I ain't trying to do any of this other shit. I, like,
bro, you know what's crazy?
It's just a lot of things have changed for me in the golf business. I have a lot of friends in the golf business that were like, yo, bro, I ain't going to make it. That graduated with a golf degree. And now they're off working for Coca-Cola and doing other shit. And it's like, that's where I'm like, bro, I don't know. Like, I ain't trying to work at the fucking local Big Y, bro. I'm trying to get, like, a decent job. But, like, I have a business management degree. It's like, it's just, like, things are wild for me. I don't have a lot of support, bro. Like, it's, like, if I tried to move right now, like, it'd be, like, so tough for me. It's just, like, hard to explain, bro. And it's,
yeah,
like, for me, I'm, like, I feel stuck a lot of the time. And it's, like, fuck. And then it's, like, next thing you know, I'm 27 years old, bro. Like, it's, I'm past my prime, dog. I've been past my prime. I've been chasing after the MILFs, dog. That's just what it's been for me. Like, I've been past my prime. Like, I'll be single for life at this point, dog. But, you know, it's just, like, wild shit to me. And I've just been learning after I've been, like, watching more of the Pat McAfee show. I used to do this shit solo so much, bro. Like, because I felt so much more confident in just, like, who I was and just, like, liking myself more. I'm getting back on that route. And I'm not blaming, like, Wampanoag. Like, I thought it was, I met so many nice people there, bro. And I have so many relationships and friends. Yeah.
I didn't, like, a single fucking person that was there.
Yeah, but that's you. You were there for only 1 year. I've been there for a minute, dog. And think about it. I wouldn't have met you. And it's,
yeah,
like,
I mean, that's,
it's weird.
That,
it's weird shit like that for me when you think about life shit where it's like, I don't know, bro. I only have so many friends. Like, I'm definitely trying to come hoop though soon.
Dude, every Tuesday, let's go, bro.
But it's just wild, bro. It's just wild to me, all the things that kind of go down and just where things are at right now. Just life, sports, myself personally, and then just like seeing all of my other friends, seeing friends that are old with families going through family shit, my neighbor having to move and losing, just random shit, like just shit that I can't deal with. Henry Ruggs, Calvin Ridley, like Kyle Beach, fucking in the NHL. Like, you're a big boxing guy, bro. I wanted to touch on some boxing. It's just like, it's endless, bro. 24-hour news cycle is everything's hot news or not news. That's one of my new favorite things, KJ and Max. But, like, it is like that, bro. There's so much shit happening in 24 hours. You can't even keep up with it.
I know, it's nuts.
All right, let's get back on track. I've been off track. Where are we going? You want to touch on some boxing? Or I want to touch on college football.
This weekend, this Saturday, it's probably like one of the biggest middleweight bouts in the past 5 years. I mean, Canelo's only loss is to Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, I saw that.
Caleb Plant is apparently fucking fearless, so I don't know what's going to happen, dude.
I guess I would just ask you because I don't watch boxing religiously. I think it's okay, but I'm just kind of like not into that. I don't know why, but it's still cool. Like, I'm into like the bigger fights, but like, they start at 1 a.m, so it's like, damn. And it's like, yeah, all right, whatever. So, like, I saw Manny Pacquiao retire. I think of Mike Tyson, I guess. I think of like guys obviously going back, you know, what is it? Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, right? Or like, whatever. Like, if you had to go, yeah, De La Hoya, whatever they are. I don't know the names all the way, but like, if you had, like, if you were talking like, yo, this is my favorite boxer, this is my favorite boxer of all time, this is who I like the most, tell me who that is, and then give me a little bit of a ranking of the boxers, because I really don't have any idea. So I think if you're my boxing guy, you're going to be my boxing guy. I need a little bit of like, all right, this is my perspective on boxing, but this is my guy. This is my guy right here.
I mean, see, that's tough because time plays a lot into that, and time beats everybody no matter what. I mean, you could be undefeated like Floyd Mayweather, but I think that if he were to fight right now and he were to fight Canelo again, he would lose just because he's old, man. Like, there's no two ways about it. Time beats everybody. But at the same time, I mean, I think the greatest to ever do it was Muhammad Ali no matter what you do. And that's a huge opinion that a lot of people think, and then a lot of people argue against it. So, I don't know. I think right now the best pound-for-pound fighter is Canelo, no matter what. But he's also got a tough opponent with Caleb Plant, who just wants to go out there and try to knock people out. This dude, Caleb Plant, is, like, absolutely fearless, trains hard. Like, I watched the HBO thing on him the other day. And this dude's crazy, man. Like, he's from Tennessee. Like, he wasn't, like, all these guys you see that come from like nothing and they have to fight because it's like fight or die, you know what I mean? He just trains like crazy, man, and I think it's gonna be a good fight. I think he's gonna last. I mean, Canelo's out here saying, oh, I'm gonna knock him out, this and that, and third round. He's not making it past the third round. That's not gonna happen,
bro.
I do like Canelo, but I don't know,
the thing with like, so this is where I get like, boxing is different than UFC, like, clearly, right? Like, two totally different sports. Like, this is where I get confused, because you got dudes like mixing around and like others, like Conor McGregor. Like, you consider him straight UFC only?
Yeah.
Has he ever boxed? Is he ever boxed?
He fought Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. And the fight got called. The ref called the fight. I don't know if it was like the sixth.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, see, I remember watching this stuff. So, like, this is where I get confused, because, like, a lot of people are like, oh, Conor McGregor is the best fighter of all time. Like, oh, Deontay Wilder, best fighter of all time. Can't even knock out Tyson Fury. Like, oh, Tyson Fury, best fighter of all time, because he's knocking out Deontay Wilder, who's arguably the best pound for pound of all time. Like, this is where I get confused, where this whole thing that I hate, and I take this to other sports. I'm glad you brought up Muhammad Ali, because a lot of people will be like, oh, Michael Jordan's the GOAT. And I'm all in on that. I'm in for Michael Jordan being the GOAT. But what I am not in for is that people aren't able to catch him. People aren't able to get in that conversation. And I've always been on the leg since I've started this podcast that guys like LeBron James are able to be in that conversation. Obviously, there's other guys that would have been morphed into that conversation as well. Kobe Bryant's of the world. There's others to name. But it's not that it's just all. It's not that it's just all. What?
No, I got my guy in here. But yeah, I don't know. It's tough with boxing. You're talking about Fury and what's his name, Deontay. That's heavyweight boxers, bro. They're not trying to like play chess. Boxing is a game of chess. But
yeah, but
they're just trying to knock each other out. That's not even cool. Like, I don't like that stuff. But
yeah, but like, so you think UFC is better?
I think UFC is way tougher than it is to box, just because you got to be so like fundamentally sound in like jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai and your ground game and this and that, and you got to be able to strike each other. So it's a way harder sport. I think boxing is mentally harder.
Yeah, but like Muhammad Ali, did he ever fight UFC? No, he was
UFC wasn't like around like that when Muhammad Ali was.
So getting back to my point before your boy came around, it's wild because it's hard to compare Michael Jordan when he played to LeBron James playing now. to Steph Curry to compare to any of these guards, to Chris Paul, who I just saw pass Mark Jackson and somebody else for third all time on a Steve Nash for third all time on assist list. He's probably gonna be slotted right there. Like, how do you rank these guys that are all across platforms of decades? It's hard, bro, but it's the same sport, but it's not. The sport morphs, bro. They're changing rules right now in the NBA that's providing low scoring games. Bet mad unders. There's overs hitting every once in a while, but I'm telling you, bro, you gotta bet mad unders in the NBA now. Foul rule changing the league. And it's just crazy because the NFL, go look at the NFL, totally different sport right now in 2021 than it was 12 years ago when the Giants won the Super Bowl. Like, it's just wild to me how much sports change, but it's still the same sport. And we're going to sit here and compare, dude, from 10 years ago to now. You can barely even do that because of how much sports change. So how are you going to be doing that in boxing? To me, it's just, it's impossible. So I'm trying to just appreciate, I guess, dudes in the moment. I guess I can appreciate the big fights. I can appreciate the dudes that are trying to fight and get, you know, name recognition as well. Trying to, you know, make a living out of it.
I don't like that. Like, the whole thing that, like, Jake Paul, that, like, what he did, bro, it's disrespect to the game, to be honest with you. Let me grab this dude his club.
Go ahead. Grab this dude his clubs, because I'm glad you brought that dude up, too. I saw he's got another fight coming up.
Jake Paul, I can't stand that kid, man.
Alright, so I can't stand him either, but I guess I'd say this. if you could train and get to a point where you feel like you could do a fight, would you not try and promote yourself and do the same thing in a way? I mean, not that I agree with a lot of the way that he's, a lot of people saying that he's disrespecting the sport. Well, what else is he supposed to do, bro? If he wants to try and be a fighter, he's trying to do everything he can to be a fighter. To me, he's doing it the right way, training the right way, trying to promote himself. I'm not saying I agree and like the dude. I'm saying all for it. Dude's trying to get to a certain spot, say he's able to beat dudes out, and he's gotten to a point where he's getting in the ring with him. So I give the dude a little bit of respect in that regard. Because a lot of people are all talk, no action. But I guess that's where I'm like a little confused on a lot of people giving the Jake Paul pushback. Because if you wanted to do that and you hit me up, you're like, yo, bro, I'm trying to train. I'm trying to do a fight. Like, I'd support that, bro. Like, I'd be like, yeah, bro, do that up. You know, be careful. Make sure you're sticking to your regimen and training. But, like, it's not that I wouldn't support. I wouldn't be like, yo, you're about to get knocked the fuck out, bro. Fuck that. Don't do that. Like, nah, I ain't going to do that. Like, I ain't going to do that. So, like, I assume a lot of people in Jake Paul's circle are thinking the same thing, right? Like, this dude's trying to make it. You got to give him some type of props in a sport where it's not like the NFL where you have to get drafted. You can come up out of nowhere. It's like golf. Qualify for a tournament. Get in there, baby. What's good?
Dude, so the thing with Jake Paul is, like, you, nobody knows. I mean, I haven't really researched it, to be honest, because I don't really care to. But the whole thing, dude, like, he doesn't have any amateur fights. A lot of these pro. You hear me in here?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. You just cut out for a sec.
So, yeah, dude, I mean, that's the thing. And he just came up out of nowhere and, like, it's tough because I feel like there's ways to promote yourself where you're not just trolling people every 5 seconds. Like, he's a troll. He's an absolute troll. And I don't like that because it's disrespectful. And, like, he comes out and fights nobody's, dude. Like, think about the fights he's just had. He has one good fight. Like, he fights absolute nobody's.
Yeah, but, like,
I don't know.
But okay, but give him a bigger fight. Give him a bigger fight. This is a perfect transition. This is a perfect transition. Then give the dude a bigger fight. It's perfect transition into college football. They knock off college football rankings. What a surprise. Georgia and Bama number 1 and number 2. Everyone's like, "Oh shit, dude. How is Bama number 2?" Cincy, no surprise, dog. They have no shot. They're down at number 6. Michigan State coming off a big win, getting overhyped at 3. Oregon slipping in above Ohio State at 4 because they beat Ohio State. You know, it right there, those rankings prove that Cincy has no shot to get in. You know, they don't control their old destiny. It's the sport is just whack. I'm glad you fucking brought up the fact that you're like, damn, bro, it's tough to bet on because it's so unpredictable. It's not even that it's unpredictable. It's too predictable. Because to me, I'm like, damn, I could have told you those were the first four minus Michigan State beginning of the season. And you would have been like, yeah, you're probably right. Because it's hard to argue. It's hard to argue. And for a small school coming from an alum like Coastal Carolina, I get it. We got knocked off in an upset. But here's the thing. We got knocked off in an upset by 3 in a game we were in the entire time. We lose one game. We drop from 14 to 24. Bama loses one game. They're still number 2. It just shows that there's no parity in the sport. I'm all here for, okay, Bama's nasty. Georgia's nasty. SEC is way better than the other programs. But how is that good for your sport? It doesn't provide any camaraderie for the rest of those conferences to want to compete. And if that's the case, you need to then expand it. They've talked about wanting to expand it, but they're not yet. So now everyone's going to be battling over these 13 dudes that are in a room that have all this power to decide who's going to be there. What's the point of that, by the way, too? It's just all this same bullshit to me with college football. When it comes around, I'm like, damn, this again? These teams having no shot? If you're going to root for having undefeated seasons, at least allow all undefeated teams into the playoff. Like, that to me makes the most sense. Okay, we have all the undefeateds. Let's put them in a playoff, seed them up, play them. They can't even do that. They just want to have these 4, when in my opinion, it's only 2, because Bama and Georgia aren't getting left out of that. Regardless, if Georgia beats Bama in the SEC championship game, you think Bama's getting left out of the college football playoff? No, they'll probably just be 4. It's yeah, a fucking joke, bro. So what's the point of even playing the season? Coastal, Michigan, all these teams with one loss, no shot. It's stupid to me. You got to expand. You got to allow these teams. There's got to be more point for these teams who want to play to have an actual season than just, oh, I'm playing for my school. Like, bro, what the fuck? This is college football. It creates billions and generates gazillions of dollars in the betting revenues. Let's figure it the fuck out and try to make the sport a little better as you have schools going cross-platform conference right now. It's like, you got to morph into the biggest, just make it the NFL, dog. I've been talking about this. Just bring all the teams in, make them play. Bama should not be playing teams like Mercer. Everyone's talking about, oh, you know, since he's got a light schedule, Coastal plays those teams. Well, Bama, yeah, I get they play some good teams. They're playing a team like Mercer. So unless you're going to give Coastal a shot to play Bama, then they should be punished for losing games if you're going to say you got to be undefeated to be there. And it's just not the case. So I don't know.
Yeah. But, dude, I don't know. College football's tough, dude. Like, I agree. We got whoever it is, that fucking board deciding, like, what the fucking teams are that's going to make playoffs, even if these Bama loses to Georgia. Like, that's bullshit to me. I hate college football, to be honest with you. I hate it.
I'm not a big fan of it. I've been watching more of it this year. But when this stuff starts happening, I become so much less of a fan of it. Shout out Kenneth Walker, though. I think he's going to be the Heisman, which I don't know the last time a running back won it, but if you want to throw a bet on something right now in college football, I would throw it on Kenneth Walker with it in the Heisman. I'll get you out of here on this because I know you said you got to go. We didn't talk much NBA. We threw it in a little bit. We were kind of all over the place, but I know you're a Lakers guy. Who do you like as a football team? Let me just get that on the record real quick before you got to go.
Honestly, football's tough for me. I've been a Pats fan like my whole life, but now that like – the past 3-4 years, like, I've been in 3-4 fantasy leagues every fucking season, so I follow players. Like, the Pats, like, obviously, like, when Brady was in his prime.
We're going to have to – I'll have to get you back on the pod.
We'll touch on my NFL team.
Yeah, we'll have to touch on that soon. We'll see. They got a big win, by the way, up against the Chargers. We'll see. I don't have them making the playoffs, but a lot of people have them coming back and making the playoffs now, so we'll have to catch up on that for sure when you're less busy.
I'll tell you right now.
Maybe not working. You fucking bum, but appreciate you coming on for sure. I just wanted to ask you about your Lakers, though.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I don't know. The Lakers are tough, man. I think, like, first of all, did you see the game LeBron played last night?
Of course I did.
LeBron went off last night. I love LeBron. I mean, I've always been
a Lakers aren't tough, bro. The Lakers will be fine. The Lakers are going to win a championship. I think this year the Lakers will win a championship. It sounds like a hot take right now, but I bet on it a month ago. I'm still feeling that way. right this second, and I will be feeling way more confident, I believe, in 2-3 months from now and feeling the same exact way come playoff time. So let me just say, as much as I'm ride or die on OKC, I'm way more ride or die on Russell Westbrook. Had a pretty decent game last night. Saw the stats from LeBron, AD, and Russ averaging out a little bit past couple games since AD's moved to the five. Talked about it with my boy Rich. Hopefully I'll get him on here next time you can come on so we can chat some NBA.
Yeah, we're gonna talk
but
about
I'm all Lakers, bro. I'm all Lakers.
He took the Lakers to not even make it to playoffs. I couldn't believe that. But now, listen, tonight I got Charlotte plus six against Golden State, which is a tough play, but I like it. I took Sacramento on the spread against the Pels. And then Knicks on the plus side on the spread versus the Pacers. I think they win on the court. It's in Indiana, but they're coming off a tough loss. And then the Bulls versus Sixers. I took the Bulls. Those are my plays.
You got no locks, bro.
Dude, I've been riding the same teams the whole season.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I've been betting against the Nets. It's been working. I've been riding the Heat ever since I didn't ride the Heat one game. And the Heat are nice. The Heat are going to be super legit in the East. Yeah, bet on the Heat for sure because they're legit. I think they're going to represent the Eastern Conference. I think the Bucks will get right, but I wouldn't even have the Nets as a top three in the East.
No.
So unless they get Kyrie back. You like the Hornets plus six.
Versus Golden State. That's the late game, though.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know how I feel about that.
Sacramento, too. Minus 4.5, so they got to win by 5 versus the Pels. I hate the Pelicans.
I'm trying to get my bets up. Oh, here we go. More NBA. All right, so what do you – yeah, I like the Bulls money line for sure. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I like – you said you like the Knicks plus one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like
– I'm not going to touch the Hawks because I don't like Trae Young.
No, I like the Cavs money line. I like the Cavs. I'll take Cavs plus 5.5 too, but I like their money line. I think the Cavs upset the Blazers.
Dude, the Cavs have been balling, bro.
I like the Cavs to upset the Blazers. I'm taking that.
They have been balling. I like that too, but – that's a tough play.
I like that more than the Hornets plus six.
Yeah.
I like that more than the Hornets plus six, to be dead ass.
Yeah, honestly, I'm just a LaMelo fan. And Miles Bridges fucking flies out the gym.
Miles Bridges does fly out the gym. And shout out to LaMelo, who has more 30-point games in 8 games this season than he did all of last year by the rookie of the year last year. Absolute balling. Yeah, no, they've been legit for sure.
Yep.
I'm about to take this Cleveland one out, and I'm going to put – I got this – all right, yeah, I'm going to throw one in. All right, bro. I'll hit you up soon. We'll try and link up and golf, or I'll come and play some hoops hopefully this upcoming week.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll hit you up later.
You like the Kings?
Yeah, Sacramento.
Minus 4 or 5? Or you took a money
– I'm a big De'Aaron Fox guy.
You took – I am too. You took a money line though?
No, minus 5. Or minus 4.5. They got to win by 5.
Yeah. All right.
All right, bro. I'll catch you. Good talking.
All right. Good seeing you, bro. Thanks for coming through.
Later, dog. Yeah, peace. For sure.
Dom Do Work on Instagram. Check him out. Yeah. Wild day in sports. Throwing in a bet right now. Covered a lot today, for sure. Just kind of running through a whole bunch of stuff. I thought Rich was going to come through so we could have chopped up some more NBA, but all good. Not much happened in the trade deadline. Chiefs traded for Melvin Ingram. They were Steelers linebacker. Steelers received a 6th-round pick in the transaction. Talked about Adrian Peterson being acquired by the Titans. DeSean Jackson being waived. And OBJ potentially being cut. Wait to hear that news today. Said Kenneth Walker for Michigan State, running back, who had 23 rushes, 197 yards, and 5 touchdowns up against Michigan in their upset win, technically, in a way, this weekend up against Michigan. Michigan State up against Michigan. All scrambled up right now. Yeah, I think we had a running back for the Heisman, because I don't see too many quarterbacks making a move for that bid. And this dude, Kenneth Walker of Michigan State, makes the Final Four, I think has very good case for that. And sad to see Derrick Henry now out of that conversation in the NFL, because I thought we could have very easily had a running back in that conversation, or potentially winning that, which would have been, I thought, great for the sport. What's obviously a quarterback-driven league. Oklahoma at 8 in these college football first rankings at 9-0 is wild to me, because as much as they had to bet Rattler, you got to give him credit for doing that, because this dude Caleb Williams has been balling out since he's come in. I mean, first game he was 18-23, 361, and 5 total touchdowns. I think last game he had 6 total touchdowns, and Spencer Rattler got inserted because they were out blowing out the other team so bad, because that's college football, a lot of blowouts. And bad beats, but yeah, other than that, I mean, the World Series was pretty fun to watch. The Braves are up 4-0 in Game 5, and the Astros stayed alive with a 9-5 win, and then the Braves close out the Astros last night in Game 6 with a 7-0 victory, which was the 5th largest margin of victory in a game-clinching World Series game. A lot of stuff to get into in the baseball with Chu, hopefully, when he comes back. Hopefully catch up on some stuff in the NBA when Rich comes back. What a wild slate of games this week. Thursday Night Football. Yeah, I don't know if I can actually confidently bet on the Jets, but I'll tell you, Mike White, if he looks as good as he did in that first game as he does in this game, I think they could win this football game with Michael Carter burst into the scene. You're 3-5, 3 games back on the Titans, who are 6-2. So not looking great with Carson Wentz as your starting quarterback, and something basically I predicted. Tough loss of Jameis Winston with a torn ACL, who was looking really good, even though the numbers weren't really there. He wasn't turning the football over. The Saints are 5-2, riding as an NFC contender. And so that was something that I was certainly right about. Tough loss to see that. I've injured myself. It's tough to see these injuries in sports, because like every other thing that happens, you kind of just fall into the background, especially if you're an athlete when it comes to an injury. But just in general, kind of being, not able to do your craft, the mental grind of kind of coming out of an injury and going through certain things in that regard is tough as well. So, we're seeing a lot of that in sports. The mental health shout outs, Calvin Ridley's of the world, and then you're seeing the Henry Ruggs of the world and the stuff that's happening. It's a 22-year-old drafted top 15 in the NFL draft. Now probably in prison for a little while, at least. It's just wild, this thing called life. Just talking about it, not only in the sports world, but in general, is really, really fun for me, to be quite honest. Got a lot of passion for it. Appreciate Dom coming through, doing some of it today. First time coming through the pod. So shout out to him. Hopefully he comes through, does that again. Hopefully I can get him down to do some indoor golf. Hopefully I'll get over there working some more so I can shout it out here a little bit. Hopefully get some of y'all listeners or anybody who is listening to spread the word. Appreciate all the love and support for the listeners, as always. People checking in on the podcast means a lot to me. I've been really trying to work on bringing the podcast back to life, bringing myself back to life, being a little bit happier in general, and it's been good, been vibing, been feeling better. you know, it's tough when you're not getting paid as much, kind of working through some stress factors, not really that much of a support system, lonely through a lot of it, besides my dog. Dogs, shout out Lila. Yeah, it's been sweet. Been turning into a stay-at-home dog dad, but getting back, working a few days a week, hopefully be working here full-time soon. Essex Indoor Golf Center, you can come check me out over there, teaching some golf there. So other than that, but just been following the sports, really been a lot of wild breaking news, so tons to talk about and cover and take notes on, and watching the games and trying to link up with newcomers on the podcast, trying to get the same old y'all know them on the podcast, trying to come in, do a little bit of solo bursts here and there if I can get that Seggy Station vibe back. It's been good, man. It's wild to me how much I've been doing this and videoing myself, recording myself, all this content I have. Even though it's not nearly what I've hoped it would ever be. That can't be the standard. You just got to keep fighting, keep producing the content, keep feeling like you're doing what you're doing is good. Keep feeling like you got good intentions, being genuine, being happy, having the passion for it. And at the end of the day, sometimes you got to act out of character to get others to act in their character. And I think I've been getting back more into my character, was out of character for a while, and really changed up a lot of views and feelings for me. But the passion for the podcast and sports is certainly still there, and I'm going to keep trying to keep it going for as long as possible, even though the Giants suck. And I think it's basically due because of injuries and bad luck. So, yeah, people can shit on me all we want. I know we're not good, but half my team's on IR now, seems like. And it seems like a not fair shake for Daniel Jones, Joe Judge. The offense doesn't look great, I'll give you that. But other than that, it's tough to see the Dallas Cowboys doing as well as they are. Shout out to the Buffalo Bills. Chargers been taking a slip, who are my AFC team in the AFC. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how these things shake out over what's going to be a quick 9 more weeks of the NFL season, 8 more weeks, whatever it is, till the playoffs. NBA season already through 3 weeks. World Series now comes and gone. 148 more days till opening day, though. If Chewy was here, that's what he would tell you. NHL ripping through, being on ESPN again. PGA Tour season continuing to go through. I mean, it's just endless sports news. Still be following it, bringing some of my takes on it when I make it back. Hopefully that's soon. Till then, that's all I had for the airwaves today. Appreciate all listening, as always. And as always, still have no shame what I had to say. Just a man with a nickname. Till next time, everybody, peace and love. Stay safe out there. You're listening to Seggy Station. Deuces.